was good too. I'm totally good with that. All right, with that in mind, I think we're going to say 73 and wish you all a fair good evening. This is K2BAR, W2TTT, and we'll return the repeater to normal amateur radio use. Good night.
W2TTT from W2JC.
Yes, Mr. Kim.
Just wanted to let you know and thank you for your announcement on 79, because it reminded me to tune over here. Sir?
Yeah, I see you next. I'll tell you why I was nervous about doing that, but it all worked out just fine, and that's all that matters.
82, CMS with a suggestion, please, or a comment, I should say.
Sure, go right ahead.
One of these nights, I'd like to have you touch on some topics with regards to either making a self antenna for small areas or something you could buy if you have limited space. That would be a topic I'd like for us to talk about one of these nights. Since I'm new to the tech net, take your time in scheduling that.
Okay, it's always good to have a heads up, but I can tell you right now, these topics tend to come in and out many, many times, so this is good. I'm glad you raised it, and make sure that you raise that subject next week, okay?
Yeah, I didn't want to, you know, spoil your format for tonight, so it's something I'd like to talk about. So, thanks again for the opportunity.
No problem, but keep in mind that I don't have a format other than taking it as it comes, so please feel free to take advantage of the opportunity to rock and roll and come aboard. So ask the question during the net. Even if we don't have a full answer this week, we'll have an answer next week, and that's the point. And we'll just keep at it. I mean, we've been talking about OCF dipoles for 8 months intermittently, so all good. It's all a continuing learning experience, so we could always have the stealth antenna of the day kind of thing. I think that'd be wonderful. So feel free to bring that about. All right, so 73, and have a good one, guys. I'm going to take off here, get some sleep tonight for a change. This is W2TTT, Godspeed.
82, CMS, clear.
KC2UNH, disconnected. WN3CAM. WN3CAM. Disconnected. UM disconnected.
but I guess sometimes you have to look beyond the style and look at the performance of the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of good radios out there. Link always makes some nice ones. The one I'm on right now is about 20 years old. It's a 605 TQ, DR605TQ, dual bender. And a friend of mine has it. I might be in a bad spot now, so just give me a minute. Once I get on the merit, I'll feel a little bit better. But a friend of mine has the radio, and I really like the audio. So I went out searching for one, and I finally found one. And it's a real nice radio. Just like I said, I wish it had a detachable front panel.
AB2TIA listening.
Okay, well, I think this new one, Viking Station recognized, I'm sorry. This new model that I'm looking at, I think, does that. And if so, I'm probably going to pick one up tomorrow. I also like the feature that allows you to do the crossband. The crossband repeat is something that I can do on the Kenwood, but it's got a built-in timer that you can't go around. And for some of the nets that I participate in, I need something that's a crossband repeat that's going to stay. In other words, like it's not going to shut down after a predetermined time. And what happens with the TMB71, because I checked with the factory on it, it's got that built-in 3-minute timer, so there's no way of getting around it. To my understanding, that the Olinco, you have a way of turning that to zero, so it'll stay on for a predetermined time. Am I correct on that?
I think there's another station in there. No, I was fan repeating. I'm curious, are you on the that Kenwood TMV71 now? And then after that, pass it over to KB2TIA.
Yes, I'm on the Kenwood now. I'm getting ready to jump over to EchoLink because this, right now this radio is interfering with my carbon monoxide detector. I'm on the V71 now. The last time we spoke, I was on the Motorola CDM1250. So, okay, let me turn it over to, I think it's KBQ1A, I think it was, or KB2QIA. I'm not sure if I have the calls right. This is KC2ZUM.
I'm KB2TIA. Good morning, good evening, whichever it is for you. I'm a friend of Charlie, so I just wanted to let him know I was listening. I don't want to interrupt your QSO. So let me, I'll stand by. And just stand by, I guess, KB2TIA.
All right, Steve. Good to hear you in there. Glad you didn't get in overnight. And, Alan, are you on, your signal is, I don't want to say borderline or marginal, but you're not DFQ. And your audio is a little on the low side. I don't know if you're whispering. Is that radio on high power? I've talked to people on that radio, and they've really got good audio. Yours isn't as good as theirs. I'm curious why.
Okay, I'm on EchoLink right now. Probably the reason, number one, for the audio, I was using the MC60 mic, and I had to change the battery at the bottom of the base of that. Sometimes I have a habit of leaving that switch on, and the battery's probably dead, so it's just the mic going straight through the radio. I usually have problems getting into this repeater, RF-wise, which is one of the reasons why I'm using EchoLink, because I'm up in to the borderline of Fishkill and Hopewell Junction. So a lot of repeaters I can access. If you hear me on some others, it would sound different. But for some reason on this one, I have trouble getting into it. Back to you.
Connected. KC2ZUM.
And 1MUQ mobile. Okay. You're using the MC60 microphone on that Kenwood mobile. Okay. Yeah, I think that, if that has a, I've had that microphone. You're correct. It does have a 9-volt battery in it. and if the battery's low, it will affect the audio. I'm curious if you have the stock microphone. I'd like to hear it with the stock mic if you have it, because I do. I've wanted to buy that radio, but listening to yours made me want to kind of change my mind. But now I understand why, with the MC60 and the 9-volt battery situation. I didn't realize you could put an MC60 on that, but I guess you could. I know it's got an impedance switch on the top. I guess you're on the right impedance. I'm sure you know what you're doing. But, if you got the stock mic, I'd like to hear it again.
Okay, KC2VUM. We're on the stock mic. The audio has, I think it's four settings for the mic input on this. And I think I have it at three right now. But this is the stock mic, and the MC60 takes one, this one that I have takes one 10-light AA battery. And I am quite sure that battery is dead, which is why it sounds very low. I usually get a lot of reports that I'm very hot with that mic. but it's like on this particular base of this mic, it's like eight screws I got to open up to change the battery. How does it sound? Back to you.
Yes, it does sound louder now. Your signal still suffered a little. I mean, you're holding the repeater, you're not dropping out, but you got a lot of white noise in the background. It does sound. I think it'll sound better with that microphone. I don't know how it would sound with the MC60 if you had a good battery in it, but it definitely is louder with the hand microphone. You know, the stock mic.
I can tell you, most of the time, most people tell me to turn it down. I do have an impedance setting, but there's no variable pot on this thing here. It is what it is when it comes through. In order for me to make an adjustment, I have to go into the mic setting on the radio to bring it down some. I think there's four settings. Right now, I believe I may have it at three. Most of the time, most people tell me to turn it down because it usually comes in very hot. Which is a good feature, but unfortunately, you can't make the adjustment on the mic. Now, with the Motorola's, I have to do everything through software with that. And on the ICOM, because I have commercial ICOMs, it's the same thing. Everything is a software setting. But let me ask you on the Elenco, the setting for that, is that software only, or can you do it through a menu setting?
Well, for this particular Elenco, you had to go into the radio. There's a mic gain pot that you can turn and adjust. It was real hot when I first got it. I turned it down a little bit. Still pretty loud. Can you get into the Carmel machine, the 130?
Yes, I can get into that with 5 watts. That's one machine I never have problems with.
All right, I'd like to hear you over there. I can hear the machine. I don't know how well I'll get into it from Connecticut, but why don't we go over there for a minute? N1MUQ.
Okay, KC2VUM. Meet you over there right away.
All right, I'll be back, Steve, N1MUQ.
KC2VUM here, we're back.
KC2ZUM N1MUQ.
KC2ZUM. I'm in the process of changing the battery in the other mic. Right now I'm on the ICOM commercial, and I'm using the dynamic mic into a mixer. I hope we're not too loud over here.
It's pretty loud. Can you get into the 060 machine, the Weka? That might be a good compromise.
I don't
think I have that one programmed. Hold on a second. Let me see if it's in his radio. Okay. U2ECA.
Say that again. You broke up a little bit. I think you're over-modulating and picking and dropping out.
Okay. Turn down the mic gain. Would that be the W2ECA repeater?
I thought it was WECA, WECCA, 147060.
The only radio that I might have that in is the Kenwood, and I can't transmit that on the second here. I'm putting a battery in the mic. Let me just see if I can key it. I got to switch the antenna switch between both radios. First, let me see the ones that I have. If I can key the repeater. Give me a second.
Yeah, okay, before you do anything, turning the mic down helped a lot. That radio sounds pretty good. But you were definitely overdriving it before. Yeah, do what you gotta do. I'm not going anywhere. I've got a long commute.
Okay. I remember those mornings. All right, I'll be right back. Let me just first see if I can key it. I got to switch off of this radio for a moment. And I turn the mic gain down. This radio is being driven by a output of a 8-channel mic mixer, a Yamaha board. So give me a minute. I'll be right back. It's KC2ZUM.
Okay, I'll be here on 1MUQ Mobile.
Whiskey 2, Echo Papa Romeo, Rafael. How are you doing, Charlie? Do you hear me, Charlie?
Hey, good morning, Rafael. How's it going?
I'm hanging on. I'm good with you, Charlie, and the family. Everything all right?
Yeah, doing good, doing good. It's Friday, thank God.
Yeah. I heard you say something last night. Fighting your job, like fighting or something like that, a knife or something like that?
Rafael, you gotta get closer to the mic. I can't hear what you're saying. You're real low.
I heard you say something about the job that pull out a knife or something like that in your job.
Yeah, I know you're asking me something about my job, but I still can't copy you.
Alright. Talk some other time. With the two Echo Papa Romeo, 73.
Sorry about that, Raphael. Your audio is real low and muffled. You're not doing a good job into this machine, so it makes it hard for me to hear you.
How about now?
All right, that sounded good so far.
I was asking you, I heard you say last night that your job, I think somebody took a knife or electric light or something like that.
Can you get closer to the mic?
73, Charlie, 73. Talk to you the time. Can I get a shit outside the window?
It's tough, Raphael. You know, I'm in a car. Got some mobile noise. It's just really tough to pull you out.
82, VOR.
Hey, Rocky, how's it going?
Very good. Good morning. I'm just doing a few things here. Just want to let you know I'm listening. And real quick, I'm not too busy later on today. I'm going to bring my books down for both radios. What was that simplex frequency again? I'm brain dead.
146520. It's the national FM simplex frequency. 146520. No plus or minus, no PL.
Okay, very good, Joe. Let me get back to you when I get in the mobile a little bit later. N1MUQ. We'll talk to you later. KD2BR, we'll be monitoring.
All right, very good, Rock. Talk to you later, N1MUQ. Mobile.
when I was at the station. I don't know if you know anything about working in broadcast stations, but I worked all kinds of shifts, hours, mornings, nights, afternoons, and evenings, and the days off change all the time, your shifts change all the time. I spent most of my career working in master control, but the days that I spent in videotape and in the studio and with news and everything, you're all over the place. So I miss the people, but I do not miss the industry at all. 25 years of that kind of scheduling, it kind of wears down on you after a while.
You know, I'm sure it does. You know, people that aren't in the industry like me probably think that the job you have is a very glamorous job, and I guess it's not as glamorous as we think. I know a few people that have been in the industry. I don't know if you know Jay, K2DXU. He was into sound. I don't know if it was NBC or CBS. He did sound for a while. Jay and I used to talk a lot going into work. He used to drive, and he made a similar commute as me. In fact, we would stop at the mobile station that I bought my coffee at. We would stop there and meet every couple of days or whatever. But he would take the same commute as me, except he would go into Manhattan, and I would take the George Washington Bridge over into New Jersey. That's where we would separate. So we did that for a few years. Then he started to take the train in, and then we kind of lost touch. And I hear him every so often on the 130, or I hear him on HF. He's on HF early in the morning on, 3858 or 3853, I'm not sure, somewhere around there. So I still stay in touch with him every so often. And then I know Bob. Bob I've never met, K4NBC. I believe he worked for NBC, hence the call, but he was in broadcasting as well.
I believe I've talked with Jay maybe once or twice, and Bob maybe once. I used to hear Bob a lot. He's back and forth between here and Florida. And Bob's a good guy. But Jay, I think we may have talked to him maybe once or twice, or maybe he jumped in with us on our net. But a lot of the guys that are still hands that I used to work with, they're not really too much into the hobby these days, you know. And there's no time, really, when you're in the station. Our senior transmitter operator, Steve Jacobson, he used to have a couple of repeaters on the top of the towers before they fell. But even before that incident happened, management, and the newer management was not into the hobby. So they made him take down the repeater. But when I came into the industry, there were a lot of hams, and especially in management and engineering where I was, and it was a whole different ball game. Everybody was into the hobby and different ideas all the time. But the new management that came in, they're just bean counters and could care less about anything. Their only goal was to do everything to try to get you to quit. So, I tell you, I do not miss the industry at all. I was a victim of a layoff, I think I mentioned to you before, and I've got my life back, so I'm happy.
excuse me, KC2ZUM, I believe it is, N1MUQ. No, I didn't realize you had gotten laid off. I guess you're close enough to retirement that you're not too concerned with it. Yeah, I worked Jay a couple of times from the studio station. I don't remember exactly what it was set up, but I think it had HF as well. I may have even worked him on HF from there. I don't know if the studio station still exists, but I did work him from that location once or twice. He was able to go in early or something, and you know, we made a schedule so that we could do it. But that was pretty cool. Too bad I didn't ask him for a QSL card. I don't know if they had a station card. That would have been nice to get. Speaking of which, I don't know. I'm sure you're familiar with Last Man Standing. Tim Allen is supposed to be a ham. I've gotten the QSL card from that station. And they're going to be on the air at the end of the month. Are you familiar with that from the studio?
No. not. I don't know. The most of the people that I'm communicating with now are retirees. Very few people that are still in the industry. Maybe a few last year I spoke with, because I used to hit a lot more repeaters when I was down in Queens. There are a few people that I talk to that are still over at NBC, maybe ABC, and that's about it. But even anybody from my station, it picks, they're not active. And I call them disgruntled hams, back to you.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad. I love this hobby. When the time is right, I'm going to tell my wife that, you know, when I die, I wanted her to bury me with a microphone in my hand. And I'm serious about that. I really do love this hobby, and I look forward to retiring and being able to spend more time with it. Like I said, maybe run some nets and get involved a little bit more than I am now. And I can't join any clubs because their meetings are always at 8 o'clock at night, and I'm sleeping. I can't help out with any special events because I got things to do with the kids, and I'm busy either doing that or doing yard work. You know, I don't pay somebody to do my mowing and leave raking, which I've got tons to do. So, you know, I don't join a lot of things, but when I retire, I'll be able to put a little bit more time into that. I'm assuming you're on HF, and I'm assuming you're able to get on HF. Oh, you know what? Maybe you're not. Can you get on HF?
Just 10 meters. No, I'm a tech. I'm in the process of studying for the upgrade, but I'm studying for two exams. I'm also studying for the New York State Bar exam as well, which I'm planning to take in February. My last 3 years at the station, I went to law school and graduated, but I just never... so many things were happening that I delayed in doing the bar. But I can't... I have 10-meter capability here, but to do that, I got to switch antennas because I only have one antenna that's on the mast, and I have to go out there and take down the GP1 and put up something else. And that's something I'm looking to do maybe sometime next year to get more involved in HF once we do the upgrade.
Okay, very good. Well, good luck with the upgrade. It's a lot of fun. It really opens up a lot of doors. You talk to all sorts of people all over the world. It's really, really cool. I enjoy it a lot. I've talked to guys in Russia while I was in my car. They're in their house, you know, in their home, talking on their home station. I'm driving down the Major Deegan talking to this guy in Russia. It's pretty exciting. It's hard to explain that to people that aren't into the hobby. But it's a pretty cool feeling. Anyway, I got to run, but... there is a special event station at the end of the month. They're operating from the studio where they film, I believe that's where it is, where they film Last Man Standing, because they have a working HF station there. And they're going to be operating from that studio. There's quite a few of the people on the crew are licensed hams. So they're going to put up a special event station celebrating Hollywood. And it's happening the end of the month. I'm going to try to work them. I'm sure they're going to have a special QSL card. But that's something to check out. If you look, do some research on Last Man Standing or join them in Facebook and stuff, you'll find out information about it. I don't know if they... You know what? I think they are going to have an EchoLink connection via the... I think it's the... ABC repeater. I know there's an ABC. I think it's ABC repeater. Look into it because they're definitely having an EchoLink connection. So you will be able to check in with them via EchoLink. You don't need to have HF. I don't know about license requirements when you're going through EchoLink, so you might have to check about that. But it's certainly something to check into. But anyway, Alan, let me run. I got to get inside. My alarm clock went off, and it's time for me to make the donuts. Thank God it's Friday. Good talking to you. We'll stay in touch. But good talking to you today. I hope you didn't mind doing repeater hopping. But nice to hear you. KC2VUM, I believe I have it right. This is N1MUQ.
Now, We didn't mind at all. A lot of fun. You know, it's all about experimenting and getting different reports and knowing what's good and what's not, you know. So it's never a problem. Everything's right in front of me. Okay, I'll look into that. As you mentioned that now, I recall. The only thing is I don't know if ABC's Echolink node is operating right now. I tried to get into that and could not do that at this time. But anyway, Charlie, listen, have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon. I always hear you out there, and maybe I'll talk with you later on the return after the CBS net. So have a good one. N1MUQ, this is KC2ZUM 73, and God bless.
Okay, very good, Alan. I don't know how good this is going to sound, but this will give you an idea of what you sound like. Stand by 1 second. That's a digital recorder, handheld digital recorder that I have. Sounds better for me in the car. Retransmitting it through the microphone, it might lose something, but that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea. But anyway, 73, KC2VUM, N1MUQ.
Okay, thanks for that. I hope I don't sound that way most of the time. It sounds like the old PA systems in the subway years ago. You know, try to understand that gargle. Okay, Charlie, have a good one. N1MUQ, KC2ZUM, speak with you later, 73.
Okay, yeah, like I said, it loses something being retransmitted. If you're hearing it in person, it sounds a little bit better. But anyway, 73, let me get going. KC2ZUM, N1MUQ is clear.
K2BIE. MC2VUM. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Alan. So good to hear you today. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to make the net, but I will be walking around carrying a little very low-power radio with me so I can listen to what's going on. We have to go over to a place in New Jersey to pick out some tile for the new bathroom that we're going to be working on. So I'm going to offer my 73s to everybody and just say how much I will be missing participating, but I certainly will be listening.
Okay, George. Well, good luck with that. And I know you'll be glad when that project is finished. And then the final thing is wiping down the tile and coming out with the floors and being able to go in there. I hope you put in a little reading table and stand there for magazines.
Well, actually, ever since I got my little Nook reader, there's less and less paper and more reading going on. And I don't think my ex-YL is going to be too appreciative of my cluttering up the new bathroom with paper. Anyway, the thing that's really neat is that we did one bathroom already, so this is going to be bathroom phase two. It's going to be the one up here in the master bathroom. And that's going to be a long, drawn-out affair. But anyway, thank you for your good wishes, Alan. And I will wish everybody my 73 and get out of the way here. Back to you, and standing by for net, KC2ZUM, K2BIE, clear.
Okay, George, and have a very good weekend. And remember, it's what we call our secondary reading room. A lot of novels and ideas came from that location. So, well, I'm kidding, but many a truth said in a joke. I know someone that has a secondary area in there for reading. It's probably the only place that he can get for some peace and quiet in his house with six kids. So, anyway, we're going to be standing by. I'm getting ready to bring Echo Link up, and we shall speak with you later. And have a good weekend, 73. And if you're gone before the net starts, I'll let them know that you were here.
Thank you, Alan. 73, and have a great weekend. K2BI, you will be out of here.
Connected. KC2ZUM. KC2ZUM. Disconnected. Connected. KC2ZUM.
Testing 1234, KC2ZUM. Echo Link. Testing 1234, KC2ZUM.
Here's W2BOB, wishing to establish the CBS retirees net, which meets Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. W2BOB standing by for check-in.
Good morning, Bob. KC2ZUM here.
Hey, good morning, Howard. We've got a little bit of noise on your signal this morning, but due to the inclement weather, I presume. Okay, any other check-ins for the night?
WA2ZNT, good morning, Bob and Alan. Oh, it's raining hard here.
Good morning, 2ZNT, recognized. Well, it's not raining hard here, but it's raining. So, any other check-ins for this net?
N1SUG, good morning.
Morning, Ted. Good to have you with us, and you sound good. Any others?
Bob, KC2ZUM, George was here. We were speaking, but he had some other things to do, so he will not be able to make the net this morning, but he will definitely be listening.
Hey, thank you, Alan. All right, well, we'll miss George, but we understand he's busy. That comes first. So, all righty, one more try. Any other check-ins for the CBS net?
WB2OXU.
Hey, good morning, Bill, WB2OXU. Glad you could make it back, and it's good to hear you. And what we'll do is leave a pause for any late check-ins, as always, and in between our transmissions, and afford them the opportunity to join us. So, we've got 64 degrees here on Long Island. It's raining and quite damp out. So, still waiting for some more fall foliage to appear. Yesterday I was out and I saw, well, maybe about four or five trees that were pretty much in full color. But the majority of all of the trees in this village, and we have a lot of trees in this village, are still green, including the ones on our property. So that's how it's going. It's a very, very slow fall foliage season, it seems. Trying to think what else might be new. On 20 meters, the band has really been in good shape with short skip, so almost everybody has been able to hear everybody else. And, of course, we use EchoLink as a, not EchoLink, we use Skype as a backbone for those who are out of range of hearing everyone. And my main 20-meter antenna is not functional, so I had to jury-rig, and I'm sorry that George is not with us, because I jury-rigged a hamstick in the attic with the same coax I used for this for this setup, and it worked fine. So, but you can't run much power with hamsticks. About 200 watts, I think, is maximum. So I haven't been using my amplifier, just going barefoot, and it's been working out fine. So that is the story on that, and not too much else to report. Sorry the Yankees lost. They really got clobbered. And I was glad the Cardinals won. Still have some more games to play against San Francisco, but at any rate, they really good baseball. So, our list consists of KC2ZUM, WA2ZNT, N1XUG, WB2OXU, and anyone else who joins us after that. So with that, over to you, Alan, KC2ZUM, W2VOV.
W2VOV, KC2ZUM. Good morning to you, Joe, and to you, Bill. Don't know what the temperature is here right now, but I tell you, it's mild. It's out this morning, went some shopping in the rain. It was coming down hard for a while, then it would stop. Right now it's just a drizzle. I hope that maybe this weekend I'll get out to take some pictures of the foliage. It's really beautiful up here right now. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to post some on QRZ along with maybe a few pictures of the shack. I meant to get out there and do some photographing last weekend, but that didn't happen, so I'm going to try it this weekend. If it's not too rainy, maybe on Sunday. I want to throw a question out there. I just wanted to know. I've been asking around what people thought of, I can't think of the name of the radio. Alinco. Alinco, I think it is. And if anyone has had that particular brand transceiver, at least the dual band or the mono band, and what they thought of the performance of the radio. Because I'm thinking about picking up a dual-band unit there and a Linko to put my node together. I don't want to tie up the radios that I have for that, but I'm just looking for something for that purpose. And I was looking at maybe a couple of HF rigs, but I was primarily trying to find something with 2-meter sideband. Since I'm only a tech, I don't want to get one of those units that's got everything on it right now, because I wouldn't be able to use it other than 10 meters. So I'm looking for a used 2 meter sideband unit, sideband only, and I'd like to get some opinions on the Linko. So let me turn it over to you, Joe. WA2ZNT, KC2ZUM.
KC2ZUM, WA2ZNT. Very good, Alan. And, yeah, it, well, now the rain is just rain now, not heavy. Okay, comes and goes. Supposed to be all day anyway. Oh, at least we're not having thunder and lightning. I'm glad of that, and high winds. So just the rain is fine. And good morning, Tad and Bill. Good you're both in there. And I did hear the last George signing out there with you, Alan, and said he'll be listening. I had hoped he could stick around, but he's listening anyway. And good morning again, Bob. Glad to hear you starting the net, you know, right on time. Yeah, I'm afraid I took exception to that dinner last night. I guess enough said about that. I don't know that it's proper to socialize that way when there are blatant reasons for not having it, but I don't know if that's every 4 years or what. And I never heard of an Alfred E. Smith dinner. And he lost the election anyway in 1928 to Hoover. So I don't know what that's all about. All right. Whatever it is, I think I could guess what his opinion would be. But maybe next time he'll mention it if he wants to. So over to you, Tad. You feel the same way? N1XUG, WA2ZNT.
N1XUG, it's your turn, Tad. Go ahead.
Go to A2ZNT, N1XUG. Would you believe I picked up the remote control for the bed to use as a microphone? Oh boy, oh boy. And we thought the Bush and Joe should not complain about having a free three-ring circus in the political scene. And being a student of history, this has been going on from day one. And if you read anything like I have about the foibles and the indiscretions of politicians, I don't think you'll find one that you could give it 100% approval. So I guess it all goes with the territory. Yes, we have had a lot of rain lately, and we should be thankful for that, because a lot of parts of the country are not doing that well. And I was going to say something else. Well, let's see. KC2EMG, you are long overdue with your words of wisdom. Let's get on the ball, will you please? WB2OXU, this is N1XUG.
N2NBR.
Bill OXU. And right now you're at the bottom of the list, John. Good morning. Over to you, Bill.
All right, Bob. And good morning, Bob. Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Joe and Ted and John. Not much going here. I guess like everybody else, it's raining. It's raining pretty hard right now. Foliage-wise, everything is still green. Nothing's starting to turn yet. So I guess we'll have to wait another couple of weeks. It'll probably happen overnight. You'll get up one day and all the leaves would have turned. But so far, nothing wants to change color. It's around 6 degrees here. Not too bad. If it wasn't for the rain, so we'll probably make it an indoor day today. No point in venturing outside and getting wet. I think it goes over to you, John, so why don't you pick it up? WB2OXU.
Okay, good morning, Bill. Tad and Joe, Alan and Bob. Temperature here is 61 degrees, raining and windy. 29.78 is the barometric pressure and falling.
We had, let's see, between one half and one third of the trees around here have started, you know, changing colors, and they haven't quite all switched over yet, but they're getting there. So there's an article in the, that I wanted to mention, which I have to get, so I'll wait for the next turnaround, concerning ham radio and transmitting while driving. So over to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group and 2NBR.
Okay, John, very good. 2NBR, W2BOB in the CBS Retiree Net. Yeah, I guess that article you're referring to is in the latest issue of QST, and written by a lawyer, by the way. So, Alan should be interested in that. Let me ask Alan, number one, I'll answer your question. I did own a dual band Alinco rig, 2 meters, 440.